This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Aftershocks are still shaking Southern California after a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake Friday night, a day after another quake hit. The Friday earthquake was near the city of Ridgecrest. The city's police chief, Jed McLaughlin.
It's hard for the world to know what we've been through because by the grace of God, we've had no casualties and we've only had minor injuries, which is amazing considering these two big earthquakes that we've experienced.
While there were no deaths, Mark Ghilarducci, the head of California's Office of Emergency Services, says there is damage.
There is damage. We reported last night, there were a number of structure fires. There were gas leaks. The power was out for a majority of the communities. There was road damage. Rock slides, etc.
Residents are cleaning up as emergency workers continue assessing the damage. Authorities detained dozens of people in Kazakhstan's two largest cities Saturday as protesters staged the latest in a series of rallies against newly elected President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev. Demonstrators marching in the capital Saturday were confronted by uniformed and plainclothes police officers and were forcibly dragged to nearby buses. France and Iran have agreed to look at ways to resume talks to try to save Tehran's nuclear deal amid a standoff between Iran and the U.S. President Emmanuel Macron spoke by phone Saturday with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Mr. Rouhani called on European countries to act urgently to save the deal, aimed at curbing Iran's nuclear program. The agreement has been in jeopardy since the U.S. pulled out last year. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says for the first time he can report substantive progress on all four issues key to a peace agreement to end the country's 17-year war. Zalmay Khalilzad says Saturday's talks broadened to include a timeline for both intra-Afghan negotiations as well as a ceasefire. Suhail Shaheen, who speaks for the Taliban's negotiating team, told VOA he rejects Khalilzad's assertions that the two sides have discussed these issues.
With the U.S., we had agreed that we would talk on two points, which is most important for them and for us. For them, the soil of Afghanistan should not be used against them and against their allies, and for us, the withdrawal of foreign troops from Afghanistan.
The talks resume Tuesday. The United States next week will consult with the United Nations Nuclear Agency about Iran. The agenda will include Tehran's announced plan to ratchet up its uranium enrichment. The meeting with the International Atomic Energy Agency is set for Wednesday. An explosion at a shopping plaza in Plantation, Florida, injured several people on Saturday. Plantation Fire Battalion Chief Joel Gordon tells reporters its investigators have not determined whether a gas leak caused the blast or something else.
We found ruptured gas lines among the rubble. I can't tell you exactly where they're coming from at this point.
The Sun Sentinel newspaper reports witnesses say a vacant restaurant appeared to be the source of the explosion. African officials in Niger's capital this weekend for an African Union summit that begins the so-called operational phase of a long-sought continental free trade zone. 50 heads of state are expected to take part in Sunday's meeting. Fireworks kicked off Pamplona's famed Running of the Bulls Festival, opening 9 days of uninterrupted partying. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
A member of the Northern City's official brass band was chosen this year for the launch of the rocket, known as the Chipinazo, to mark 100 years since the local ensemble's foundation. Addressing an ecstatic crowd from the City Hall's balcony, Jesus Garisuan declared long life to San Ferman, the saint honored by the festival. The declaration prompted revelers dressed in a white attire and flaunting a traditional red scarf to spray each other with wine. American novelist Ernest Hemingway immortalized the fiesta that each year draws around 1 million visitors. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A judge has finalized the divorce of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie. Bloomberg reports the divorce agreement gives the former Mrs. Bezos 4% of Amazon stock, valued at $38.3 billion. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.